This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was a big report today from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It says, yes, indeed, we humans are responsible for global warming. To be precise, it says it's, quote, extremely likely that we're the cause, which is up from very likely in 2007. And if you take the time to read the whole 30 pages of that report, you'll come across a whole lot of italicized likelies and very likelies, all very precisely thought out. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is virtually certain to explain.
What's the difference between saying something is extremely likely and very likely? For most of us, probably not a lot. But for the IPCC scientists, the difference is 5 percentage points. Extremely likely means that scientists now think there's a 95% chance global warming is caused by us people. That's up from the very likely, indicating a 90% chance. Turns out the IPCC has an entire likelihood scale associating probabilities with words. Michael Mastrandrea is a professor at Stanford. He helped develop the scale.
If you ask people what you think a term like likely or very likely or extremely likely means without any kind of a definition, you get very different answers for what they think those mean in terms of probabilities.
The scale gives everyone a consistent language. They also have set tiers of confidence from very low to very high.
Do you guys just at some point start making jokes about it's extremely likely I'm going to order steak for dinner?
I think we do that all too often, unfortunately, but I have pretty high confidence. I should say I have high confidence that they are not very good jokes.
I love scientists so much. Alex Hall is a professor at UCLA. He worked on the IPCC report and with this language.
In climate science, we do have to be very, very honest about what we do and what we know and what we don't know. And this uncertainty language is a way for us to talk about that.
All science has uncertainty. And while human responsibility for global warming is now called extremely likely, there's less certainty about the speed and effects of climate change.
The true state of knowledge about climate is shades of gray, not black and white.
And this likelihood language helps scientists communicate those shades to the public while making clear that now's the time to do something about it. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.